BBC Sounds, music, radio, podcasts.
Forest 404 imagines a world where artificial intelligence has become the next stage of life on Earth. But are there more immediate examples of AI taking the reins in our everyday lives? Our pod talker this week is Elsa Soteriadis. She's a biofuturist, which means she's a mix of synthetic biologist, sci-fi writer, and biotech venture capitalist. Basically, Elsa is the future. She's even got a chip in her arm. She'll share the latest developments in AI within public and political life. Could AI help us find a solution for worldwide problems such as global warming? Can we trust AI to run things for us?
We've now entered an era where most people in the world hold potent AI-driven computers in their pockets, an era Stephen Hawking calls the most dangerous period in human history. 5 years from now, I think we live in a world run by algorithms. But what if this is a world not built for you? What if algorithmic bias leads to blind spots that means certain people are invisible, like you or me? This raises a thought-provoking question. Would you vote for an AI government? So AI has the potential to manage our limited resources better than we can, for instance, from managing water resources to AI-run robotic vertical farms, something like a skyscraper but with plants and hydroponics inside. There's also astounding technological progress happening at Imperial College London's Lab for Aerial Robotics, where researchers are developing drone swarms for aerial printing. The aim of this research is to eventually enable autonomous drone swarms to fly to disaster zones and 3D print emergency habitats. These innovations on autonomous systems are critically important because we will witness a global mass migration of refugees, not because of war, because of climate change. So progress in AI can really help us feed and shelter the soon 9 billion people on our planet. AI is already touching our daily lives. If we look at Facebook and its over 2 billion active monthly users, an ecosystem of algorithms decides which news, friends, and adverts you see. If we think of nation states, let's look at China, where the government has introduced an authoritarian social scoring system enabled by facial recognition and data analytics. So there, algorithms decide on things like who gets to travel where and who gets to take out a loan, having an impact on citizens' daily lives. The world's biggest tech companies are making strategic moves into healthcare. For instance, how about organs for diabetics, like an AI-powered artificial pancreas instead of a real one? Surprisingly, the first patent on an artificial, bionic, pancreas wasn't developed by a biotech company or an academic institution. It was developed by Google. It raises the question, what if your pacemaker gets hacked? If Amazon enters the pharmacy supply chain, which is in progress right now, will that make life-saving drugs more cheaply accessible for all? And what if Amazon runs hospitals one day? If we think about this in the bigger context, would you donate your genome to help algorithms find cures for diseases? Or could AI accelerate this science fiction dystopia where the government decides on people's fate based on their genetic abilities and disabilities? Elon Musk often advocates that humans have to merge with machines in order to compete in the age of automation, right? It's a really chilling thought because technology is getting miniaturized and not only moving much, much closer to the body, but also moving into the body. In Sweden, hundreds of people have invisible miniature computers in their hand that let them pay for public transport or access their office just by hand swipe or trigger a command in a smart device. So humans are becoming more computerized and computer chips are becoming more human-like. smart assistants can already testify against you in court. Would your AI assistant help you to murder someone? Instilling the capacity for true morality in AI means creating machine consciousness. This could open a really mind-boggling dilemma. This type of sentience could get depressed or suicidal or bored or feel enslaved by mundane tasks such as running a nation. So what happens if your data starts to resent you or love you? And which one is worse? We really have quite a bit of homework left to do, not only on the technology of autonomous systems, but also on the ethics of AI. To build a world for everyone, we need advocacy to ensure artificial intelligence is fair, safe, and transparent. I'd like to leave you with this fascinating thought from Stephen Hawking from his speech at Web Summit last year. Perhaps we should all stop for a moment and focus not only on making our AI better and more successful, but also for the benefit of humanity.
That was Elsa Soteriadis talking to producer Eliza Lomas. The theme music was composed by Bonobo, with sound design by Graham Wilde and Becky Ripley. Next in the feed, our immersive soundscape is the sound of Daria's nightmares. And if you go to bbc.co.uk/forest, you'll also find links to our Forest 404 experiment, where you're the intelligence we're looking for. And next time on Forest 404, the endgame draws near. Daria is on the hunt, and Pan has to act fast if Thea is to survive in the fast times.
Forest 404. All episodes available now on BBC Sounds.